Alrighty now, welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. A happy holiday season to you from all of us here at the Xfinity Studios. This is Mike Wabshaw with Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. We are here together weekly for the Verizon Winning Formula. What's the winning formula to winning your final road game when the Vikings offense goes against Cameron Wake and the Miami Dolphins defense?
Take care of the football. Yep. I mean, if the Vikings do that against the Lions, Paul, mm-hmm. they win the game. I don't want to pin it on Teddy Bridgewater, but those two interceptions, very costly. In fact, that's the way the Lions got their only touchdown of the game, was the interception returned down to the 11 short field for the offense. I know Teddy would love to have those two throws back. If he can stay away from the interceptions, and if our ball carriers can stay away from fumbling, I think the Vikings have a good shot in this game.
Now, our defense had zero sacks against the Detroit Lions. The Miami Dolphins offensive line had a ton of trouble recently against the New England Patriots. In that game, their quarterback Ryan Tannehill had big yardage numbers, but a touchdown and a couple of interceptions. This is a tricky Miami Dolphins offense. What's the winning formula for our defense?
It's be physical. You look at some of those bubble screens they threw to Golden Tate. I thought Andrew Sendejo, I thought Xavier Rhodes, Captain Munnerlin were very good being physical, being sure tacklers. The Vikings were swarming to the football. And even though we didn't come away with any sacks of Matthew Stafford in Detroit, I thought the defensive line played very well. They were very physical. You saw Justin Tratto with a hit on Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford went to the ground a few times. So even though they weren't sacks, you were still getting hits on the quarterback. Now, Matthew Stafford is very good at getting rid of the ball quickly. I don't know that Ryan Tannehill is as good at that because he's not as experienced. So the Vikings may get sacks, they may not, but either way, we need to be physical on defense.
And what about special teams? New England blocked a Miami kick and got into the end zone. The Vikings have a couple of block punt touchdowns this year. And don't forget, all the way back in the game at Soldier Field, we faked a punt, and Andrew Sendejo ran nearly 50 yards on that. So special teams could be very interesting today.
Fundamentals. The Vikings have to get back to fundamentals on special teams. I mean, if you're fundamentally sound, then you can get to those sensational plays. But I think there were a couple of missed blocks on an early kickoff return by the Vikings. Of course, there were problems on the blocked field goal. And if you go back and look at the first extra point by the Vikings, that was almost blocked as well.
So, yeah.
And those are fundamentals. Those are that's offensive linemen and guys in the protection scheme being fundamentally sound, remembering their rules that they go through throughout the week. So I think those splashy plays are going to come. I mean, we've scored 8 special teams touchdowns with Mike Prever since 2011. So we have the capability to do it, but you can't do that if you're not fundamentally sound. So special teams, got to go back to fundamentals. No block kicks, no block punts, no missed blocks on returns. If you can do that, I think we can make some plays against this special teams group.